Om Shanti. 14th August 2019, Wednesday. Slogan: to tolerate defamation and disturbance and to accommodate them means to fix your kingdom. To tolerate defamation and disturbance and to accommodate them means to fix your kingdom. Blames the culture where we live at present is known as blame culture. If you see and if you analyze every department, every place, every house, any area of work, any office, somewhere or other, this blame culture is going on, where one person blames another for all that is wrong, for all the disturbance, for all the failure, the loss, the debacle. So this is rampant everywhere. Baba is saying, for these two things, if somebody defames you or disturbs you, then you have to use two things, two powers: power to tolerate and power to accommodate. If you do this, this is tantamount to fixing your kingdom. How to handle defamation? How to handle disturbance? Or how to handle insult? How to handle blames? Baba has just said, use these two powers: power to tolerate and power to accommodate. What exactly one should do? Okay, these powers are okay. We invoke the powers and we use the powers. But then there are many other things one has to do when somebody is blamed. What do we usually do when we are blamed? Forget the slogan. Otherwise, what is our tendency when we are blamed? What do we do? React. All? What else? Defense. Defensive behavior. We try to protect ourselves. We try to justify. We try to rationalize. So, out and out, rationalization, justification, defensive attitude. Not just defensive, fighting. Not just defensive, we just don't protect ourselves. We take out the sword and start fighting. What else we usually do? Or rather, what does a human being do when he is blamed? Okay, you start blaming that person. If he says you have done this, you will say you only do it. You have only done it. That is your nature, not my nature. So if somebody blames me, I blame him. That's one. What else? I feel hurt. Then I cannot fight back. Suppose the person who is blaming is the senior. Then you can't do anything. You go to their room and cry. Sobbing. You know what is sobbing? Yes. So one resorts to sobbing, crying, feeling disheartened, depressed, loses interest in everything. That's also one of the ways. Or one reacts or goes in solitude or now plans revenge. How to avenge what has been done to that person. Or lodges a complaint somewhere to the immediate seniors of that person. So multiple things we do when we are blamed, when we are accused, when false accusations are leveled against us. What exactly we should do when we are blamed? A very difficult question. Probably we have not thought of it, because these are those things. We think about such things only when the situation comes. Nobody thinks that if I am blamed, what I should do. If I am insulted, what should be my reaction. Nobody plans. So, defamation. If you are blamed, what should you do? Okay. What else? Use the knowledge of karma. Many things one can do. First of all, try to understand the motive of that person. When one is blamed, understand the motive. Is he really want to insult? Or he is just teasing? It might be possible that they are just kidding and joking, but you feel that it is my insult. While there is no such thing in the other person's mind to insult you, or they are not even aware that you are insulted because of that, or you are blamed. I am using the two words synonymously, blaming or insulting. So, understand the motive. If somebody has blamed, what is his real desire? With which, what motive he is doing that? Is he purposefully doing it? So he wants to belittle me. He is taking some revenge. Or he is just teasing. So first thing is, try to understand the motive of that person. Why he is doing that? Then trying to understand, take that, if it is a blame, take that blame as that person's opinion. Feel that this is his opinion. For example, somebody comments about your room. The guests are coming and two friends are staying together. So one friend says, I will take that grass to my room because your room is always messy. Now this is the statement made by one friend, A. B. A said, the guest will come to my room because your room is always untidy. So B feels insulted. Now let him analyze what he said. What was the motive of that person? The motive was really to hurt me, or really that the guest should be properly taken care of? So that should be the attitude. Try to understand that person's motive and try to take that word, that statement as the opinion. Because it is somebody's opinion, it doesn't hurt me much. And when I take it as insult or blame, then I feel hurt. So take that thing as a person's opinion. And then third, don't react. Don't snap back. Don't tit for tat attitude. He did this, I will also do this. Do not react immediately. Wait for some time. This is a very important step. Because in that moment, some mistake would be done from my side. Because at this point of time, I am not in a very high stage. Probably the anger of that person is upon me, and those vibrations have reached me, and I have come down from my own stage. And here at this point, I am not doing deliberate thinking, some premeditated thinking, some unpremeditated thinking. Instinctively something is happening. I might commit mistake because impulsively I do something here without thinking. So don't react. Wait. Then take that blame in a constructive manner. It is known as constructive feedback. Rather than feeling bad, rather than resorting to crying, rather than reacting, feel as if, take this as a constructive feedback. This is a constructive feedback. I will learn from this something. And one more. Try to find out if what that person is saying is really true. It might be true. When that person says, your room is always messy. So probably my room is always messy. So I can take it in some positive manner. Otherwise I would never think of cleaning up my room. But now that somebody has said something, then I think of looking at my room and start cleaning it up. So there might be some truth in what that person is saying. If you feel, but if you find that person, there is no truth in that, then you can always, the next step is ignore it. Don't take blames, insults seriously. If somebody scolds you, shouts at you, if you feel that person is magnifying it, it's the real fact is very small, but he has used big bombastic words, turning mole into mountain, then you don't have to worry about it. Ignore blames, ignore insults. It's a very important stage, very important step. Ignore it. Then next, use humor. When you find the blame is not true, when you see that the blame, as I said, the person is magnifying it. Suppose somebody has committed a mistake. The mistake is very small, but the senior is scolding him out of proportion. You also understand it is my mistake, but the mistake is very small. But then the blame that has come is very big. In such cases, though you learn from it, but then at the same time you learn to ignore it. Ignore in the sense, it doesn't mean that to walk out from that place, or, but inside the mind you decide, this is something which I need not to take very seriously. It's okay, whatever he said. And then as I said, humor. Use humor. How? If somebody says, your room is messy, he says, my room is always messy. Let me clean it today. Very nice. You reminded me. You always remind me. This is a good thing that you told. So you convert it into comedy, comical scene. Hmm? So, use humor in the situations where you are blamed. It's a very, but everybody is not expert in this. Using humor, it takes some extraordinary skills and inbuilt nature to do that. Because most people who are HSP, HSP, it's very difficult. Highly sensitive personalities. They will feel hurt by everything. Whether somebody says something or whether somebody doesn't say. They have a tendency of self-victimization, playing the victim card all the time. So you can't say them anything. If they give speech and you correct them, they feel you have insulted them and they feel bad. If they have washed utensils and if you tell them they are not properly washed, you are gone. They will never again wash. Play the victim card. So they make themselves victim. 10 people are present and one person says something to another. The rest of the 8 did not feel anything, but that person feels the other one has insulted me in front of everyone. Though no other person has felt that he is insulted, but still that person feels, and it has been a deliberately that person did this. But there is no such thing. It's all in the mind. So that's known as playing the victim card, or that's known as HSP. And HSP is a very difficult condition where you feel hurt by every small thing, where the life is full of sorrow. So use humor. If somebody insults you, and then karma philosophy, you must have insulted him, you must have blamed him in the previous births or in the past. And then merciful, that person is at present under the influence of some weak thoughts, maya, and that's why that person has said that. Probably he is far away from jnana, he is far away from yoga, he is far away from churning, he is far away from those high stages of Brahmin life. Probably that person is already in the fallen stage, or that person is in bad company. Try to understand that person also. Because what the person shows, probably he is not that from inside. He is fully kind-hearted and loveful. Yet, outside, he has become hard. Probably, something must have happened, like a husband comes home and he is blasting at his wife. Probably, the boss must have fired him. Or something must have happened and he is just transmitting the anger. If husband comes and he doesn't like the food and he will say, you always make this like this. You don't know how to cook food, and he starts blaming. So that's because something has happened somewhere. So the anger is getting transmitted. What else? This is very easy to write down points. But the experience says you don't remember even a single when the situation comes. Not even a single. Even if you remember one of these, you remain stable. But it's very difficult. But yes, when Baba says it's possible. And sometimes what you have to do is, when you really feel the anger, you are blamed, better to go and cry nicely. Because you know, when you don't cry, you suppress. Which is not good. You turn into a pressure cooker. So feelings are suppressed. That's why they say that go, close the room, take the pillow or teddy bear and start hitting or crying or do something. Vent it out. So that catharsis is needed. Otherwise, the pent-up feelings, the pent-up emotions, the repressed, suppressed emotions will turn into hatred after some time. There was one employee and his boss used to scold him every day. So he was so fed up of him, what to do, because he couldn't say anything. So he took out a photograph of the boss, got it framed, and kept that photograph in his house. So the moment he would come from the office, he would take out his chappal, his footwear, and hit that to his heart's full till the time he feels okay, contented. So that is also some of the methods people have invented to deal with hurts, blames, insults, accusations. So, so there are some constructive processes also. You learn from it. You make it a stepping stone to success. Yeah, so when people are blaming, you should rather rejoice. Oh, good. The more the critics you have, the better it is. As Kabir says that you should keep, the house of the critic should be near you. Just besides your house, there should be a critic. Because we don't learn much from those who praise us. We learn more from those who blame, who oppose, who criticize, who find our faults. So we learn from those people more, who are putting in all their energies on doing PhD on us. So they are really our well-wishers, because they come with a light, a torch, and they enlighten some hidden corner, some nook, some crevice, some crack, where some hidden emotion is there, and they show their torch on that light of my subconscious mind, and that light enters that corner, that dark corner, and I come to understand or know I have this emotion also in me. So it's good. Now, what Baba is saying, use the power to tolerate. Now this is a great task. Whatever people say, tolerate. There's a great virtue in tolerance. Rather than reacting, rather than feeling bad, tolerate it within. Feel that I am becoming an incarnation of tolerance. I am the goddess of tolerance. The more I tolerate, the stronger I become. So tolerance is one of the greatest virtues. There are different words in English language. One is tolerance. Tolerate. Higher than that is endurance. You endure something. Endurance means something higher than tolerance. Higher than that is forbearance. You forbear something. Heat, hunger, all those things. Torture, atrocities. Even higher than that is rectitude. Even higher than that is Spartan. This is known as Spartan simplicity. The people of Sparta, they used to, that's a place somewhere in somewhere in the world, they used to tolerate everything. No matter what brings, what life brings, hunger, bad weather, everything. Show that Spartan simplicity, Spartan sense of tolerance. So our journey of tolerance is very big. There is no limit to the tolerance. It depends on us. And the second thing is accommodate. Accommodate means don't spread it everywhere. I am insulted, he did this to me, he said this to me, he does like that to me. The more you spread, the more that thing is going into the subconscious mind. The more the negativity is entering the subconscious mind. If somebody said something to you, you keep it with yourself. The more you talk about it, the more you convey it, sometimes it increases. It's another thing that you vent out your feeling, that you can go to the proper person who is responsible or a trustful friend. But it should not turn into a news that is making the rounds, because such news spread very fast. If I tell him that he talked rudely to me, if I tell this to another person, that person will say, yeah, it is his habit, he always does that. So that negativity has gone within into the subconscious mind, and every new interaction or fresh interaction or the next interaction, I will try to connect this experience with that thing, and the negativity will increase, because every new experience will corroborate the initial experience, and there would be culmination of negativity automatic. So keep it with yourself. Don't. That's why Baba says, accommodate it. So there are two powers. Tolerate, accommodate every insult, every defamation, every disturbance. In fact, it is not disturbance. You are taking it as disturbance. That's why you feel the disturbance. And if you do this, you are fixing your seat in golden age. That's another thing. How that you can ask Baba how this is going to fix the seat in golden age. Because those who are insulting you, if you are becoming king, they are becoming your subjects. Om Shanti.